Welcome to the Expert Speak, a service of the Florida Psychiatric Society. I'm Abby Strauss, and thanks for listening.
This is a recording from 1959, done by the BBC. In it, Carl Jung discusses why his friendship with Sigmund Freud ended.
And how long was it after you took that decision that you first came in contact with Freud?
Oh, you know, that was at the end of my studies, and then it took quite a while until I met Freud. You see, I finished my studies in 1900. And I met Freud only very much later by, I read, but I, in 1900, I already read his Tibetan interpretation and the boy of Freud and studies about hysteria, but that was merely literary, you know. And then in 1907, I became acquainted with him personally.
Could you tell me how that happened? Did you go to Vienna?
Oh, well, I'd written a book about the psychology of dementia precocta, called Schizophrenia then. I sent him that book, and thus it became acquainted. I went to Vienna for a fortnight then, and then we had a very long and penetrating conversations, and that settled it.
And this long and penetrating conversation was followed by a personal friendship.
Oh, yes. It soon developed into a personal friendship.
And what sort of man was Freud?
Well, he was a complicated nature, you know. I liked him very much. But I soon discovered that when he had thought something, then it was settled. While I was doubting all along the line. It was impossible to discuss something really of form. You know, he had no philosophical education, particularly, you see, I was studying Kant, and I was steeped in it, and that was far from Freud. So, from the very beginning, there was a discrepancy.
Did you, in fact, grow apart later, partly because of a difference in temperamental approach to experiment and proof and so on?
Well, of course, there is always a temperamental difference. His approach was naturally different from mine because his personality was different from mine. That led me into my later investigation of psychological types. There are definite attitudes. Some people are doing it in this way, and other people are doing it in another typical way. And there were such differences between myself and Freud, too.
Do you consider that Freud's standard of proof and experimentation was less high than your own?
Well, that is an evaluation I'm not competent of. I am not my own history or my historiographer. In with reference to certain results, I think my method has its merits.
Tell me, did Freud himself ever analyze you?
Yes, I had submitted quite a lot of my dreams to him, and so did he.
And he knew, yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you remember now at this time, what were the significant features of Freud's dreams that you noted at the time?
Well, that is rather indiscreet to ask. You know, I have, there is such a thing as a professional secret.
He's been dead these many years.
These regards last longer than life. I prefer not to talk about it.
Well, may I ask you something else then, which perhaps is also indiscreet? Is it true that you have a very large number of letters which you exchanged with Freud, which are still unpublished?
Yes.
When are they going to be published?
Well, not during my lifetime.
We have no objection to them being published after your lifetime.
Oh, no, not at all.
Because they are probably of great historical importance.
I don't think so.
Then why have you not published them so far?
Because they were not important to me enough. I see no particular importance in them.
They are concerned with personal matters.
Well, partially. But I wouldn't care to permission.
Well, now, can we move on to the time when you did eventually part company with Freud? It was partly, I think, with the publication of your book, The Psychology of the Unconscious. Is that correct?
That is what was the real cause.
Well, now, before you...
Oh, I mean the final cause, because it had a long preparation. You know, from the beginning, I had a reservatio mentalis. I couldn't agree with quite a number of his ideas.
Which ones in particular?
Well, chiefly his purely personal approach and his disregard of the historical conditions of man. You see, we depend largely upon our history. We are shaped through education, through the influence of the parents, which are by no means always personal. They were prejudiced or they were influenced by historical ideas or what I call dominance.